No new medicine gets on the market unless the Food and Drug Administration sees studies showing that it's as good as an existing medicine or better than a placebo, a sugar pill. But very few surgical operations have ever been tested that way. Today, the New England Journal of Medicine publishes a study in which 1 in 3 participants got placebo surgery. NPR's Richard Knox has more.
The very idea sounds strange. Doctors cutting into people with no intention of helping them. All the benefit is for future patients. They'll either get an operation knowing it's been proved effective, or they'll avoid worthless surgery. The new study looks at an operation that's currently very popular, arthroscopic surgery for arthritic knees. As many as 350,000 Americans have these operations every year at a cost of about $1 billion. Dr. Nelda Ray of the Veterans Administration Medical Center in Houston says the study outcome was clear.
This study adds very strong evidence that the entire benefit of these procedures for relief of pain or improving function in patients with osteoarthritis of the knee, and that's frequently referred to as old age arthritis or wear and tear arthritis, but the benefit of the procedure is no greater than placebo surgery.
That is, everybody got about 35% better over the course of 2 years. But those who got sham surgery improved just as much as those who got the real thing. The study involved elaborate deception. To minimize risk, patients who got placebo surgery didn't get general anesthesia. They got tranquilizers and painkillers while surgeons made 3 small incisions in their knees. Most slept through the operation, but just in case they were awake, an OR team went through the motions of a real operation. The surgeon called for instruments and manipulated the knee as if he were poking them inside. Ray says there were even sound effects.
In a normal procedure, large volumes of fluid are flushed through the joint and they're caught in a pan so you can hear water splashing. To imitate this, we had someone stand with a pan of water and splash it so that it would make noise similar.
Overhead, a TV screen played a video of somebody else's operation. All this deception paid off. Only 1 in 8 patients who got placebo surgery guessed he had, the same proportion as those who got the actual operation. This isn't the first time researchers have found a placebo effect for surgery. What was surprising was that the results of the sham operation lasted for 2 years. Not all the reasons may be psychological. Ray says it illustrates a basic truth about chronic diseases like arthritis.
For example, if you have arthritis of your knee and you have difficulty going up and down stairs, but suddenly your daughter decides to bring the grandbaby in and you carry the grandbaby up and down the stairs for several days, your knee will be worse just because of an acute increase in your activity. Now, if you seek health care at that point, regardless of what the physician does, your knee is going to be better in a few days.
And sometimes the surgeon gets the credit. So what happened when the 60 patients who got placebo surgery found out their operation was fake?
Certainly when we told the patients, they were not angry or upset. Many of them responded with, "I'm not sure why I'm better, but I'm better, and so I'm whatever you did is okay."
It may be okay among patients, but is this kind of study ethical? Franklin Miller, an ethicist at the National Institutes of Health, says the study shows that it can be.
I think that this trial probably does pave the way, and I think many people will, when they read it carefully and think about it, will judge that this was really a trial worth doing.
Miller predicts that orthopedic surgeons who make a lot of money doing these operations are likely to be all over the study looking for flaws. But when the dust settles, he says,
this is certainly going to give pause to the routine use of arthroscopic surgery for people who do have arthritis of the knee. I would anticipate it will have a very profound impact.
Ray hopes for an even broader impact, that insurers and federal officials will start insisting that other operations be tested against placebo surgery. Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.